Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try the Juice Loosener from Transient Artisan Ales. From the side of the can, double dry hopped IPA with mango puree, 6.66% ABV. This beer, I was thinking maybe it was just the color. I was thinking there was a date on this one. And I was like, okay, we finally got a date. But no, $3.99 is what I paid for this. Transient Artisan Ales has been making good beers. I try and pick them up all the time. I think I said this in the last one I did. I would pick up more of them because most of them are good. The issue is I don't know how old they are. They put out so many beers here in Michigan that it seems like usually I go to the beer store every other week to pick up beer. So I'll pick up 12 beers every other week, and I'll try and remember what's on the shelf from Transient. And if I come back the next week or two in the next time and there's different ones that I don't remember, those are the ones I pick up. Because I don't know how many people pick these up. Like, I think probably there's 5 to 8, I'm guessing, on the shelf all the time at Megabev. I don't know. Without a date, I just try and remember what's there. I should just start taking a picture, because especially Megabev, because they have them warm and cold. So I could take a picture, and then next time I go in there, look. But I'm guessing this one's newer because I haven't seen this one, but that doesn't mean it is. But let's go ahead and get this open. Double dry hopped. I wonder what they're using for dry hop in this. I wish they would tell us. Maybe they do on Untappd. So we'll take a look at that when we get there. Let's see if we can get ahead on this thing. We'll stop there. Oh, might have been too much. Perfect. Look at that. Kind of off-white colored head, a little orange coming through, pretty much all small bubbles, a little over 2 fingers of head from that pour. If you don't like the pour, too damn bad. A little orange, yellowish orange in color, pretty hazy, but I don't know if that's from the puree or not. Look at that. That's perfect. On there. Let's go ahead and smell. Yeah. Definitely, I want to say raw mango. I don't even know if I know what raw mango smells like. But it's got that mango. I'm trying to think. I don't think I did. Did I make a mead with that? What is that? Best Friend or Brewer's Best, the all natural flavoring. That it has, it's reminded me of something I've had, and I don't know if it's on my nose or what. It kind of smells artificial. I guess I shouldn't say artificial. Like, a natural flavoring was added. I have to go by this and say they're saying mango puree, so it's not, but holy cow. It smells like they used a lot of it in there if there's no natural flavorings added. And I can't believe this only costs $3.99. Because you see these smoothies, pastry smoothies, whatever. That they're using a lot of fruit, and those are $7 to $10 for 16 ounces. I almost want to say that mango is coming off like a peach. I make a peach tree IPA, and I'm trying to remember what hops are in there, but I'm kind of getting that peach. Maybe an Azaka hop, like a peach skin, but I do get mango. but it's like an artificial mango. I keep saying that. Natural flavorings, not artificial. Maybe some hop bitterness, like a big dry hop. What's the cannon? Cannon, that peach cannon. They're out of Maryland. I think I would have to say mango peach. Hop cannon? It won one of our brackets, maybe the very first year. It kind of has that peach. I don't know why I'm going off on peach when I know there's mango in here. I get the mango, but I get peach too. So let's go ahead and try. From the drinks, I would go milkshake IPA. It seems like there's a lactose in there coming off as a vanilla mango, more mango than peach in there. Very soft, a thicker body, easy drinking. But even in the aftertaste, I'm getting like a vanilla. Man, I hope Untappd tells us what dry hops are using. It's almost like it's too much dry hop. Like I'm getting a little, I don't want to say vegetal, but like it's not balanced. It's like way too much. Then you get that mango, I'm going peach, vanilla in there. More along the lines of a milkshake IPA. Very easy drinking. It's got a good bitterness. Now, I don't like that sweet of an IPA, that sweet of a New England IPA. And I think this is balanced pretty well, if not balanced a little bit more bitter, but you still get that sweetness in there. But you tell it's bitter. It's got that bitterness to help back it up. I'm guessing dry hop's really not going to add any bitterness or IBUs to it. I guess it would add perceived bitterness. Because I don't think a mango is going to add or come off bittery. I have to go with them that they're saying mango puree. But I could see maybe that bitterness coming if they used a natural flavoring and went overboard with it. For me, I would go 4 out of 5. I think it works. I almost think it's too much and I wouldn't want to drink a 4-pack of this. Like one and I'm good. But still a good beer. Like I said, more milkshake IPA in my mind than a IPA, or if they're calling this a New England IPA, I think it's a little too far off. It's more into that milkshake IPA. But yeah, so 4 out of 5, let's check Untappd. So none of my friends have had it. 30 people checked it in, 4.25 out of 5. Sweet orange peel, juicy fruity mango. Orange peel, huh? I guess. I don't know about orange peel. Maybe a touch of bitterness. Maybe, like I said, that may be too big of a dry hop. Is that... Let's see if they say the IBUs. Nope, they don't call out IBUs. So juicy. I don't think we're going to get a lot. Yeah, 4.5. Mango. Sweet and juicy fruit, the ABV is good too. Oh, 6.66. Good stuff. But yeah, if you can find Transient beers, definitely pick some up and see what you think of them. If you're into milkshake IPAs, I would say go ahead and pick this up and give it a try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.